This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Myanmar's junta jailed ousted leader Aung San Suu Kyi on Monday. For 4 years, she was placed in jail for incitement against the military and breaching COVID rules, according to a government spokesman. The first of a series of possible sentences that could see the Nobel laureate imprisoned for decades. 76-year-old Suu Kyi has been detained since the general staged a coup and ousted her government on February the 1st, ending the Southeast Asian country's brief period of democracy. She has since been hit with a series of charges, including violating the Official Secrets Act, corruption, and electoral fraud, and she faces decades in jail if convicted on all counts. On Monday, Suu Kyi was sentenced to 2 years for incitement against the military and another 2 years for breaching a natural disaster law relating to COVID. Iran said today that the next round of nuclear talks in Vienna will start later this week and urged the negotiating parties to come back with transparent offers for reviving the deal. Foreign Ministry spokesman Saeed Khatibzadeh said Tehran has submitted documents that outline how Iran will reverse actions if it has taken to move away from the landmark 2015 agreement. In exchange, Tehran expects a lifting of the sanctions imposed by the other countries. According to the spokesman, he said, "We witnessed tens of billions of dollars worth of advanced weapons being sold to Arab countries in the Persian Gulf region while they hold meetings over how our few missiles and make unacceptable comments." He also slammed the weapons make a deal between France and the United Arab Emirates as destabilizing the region. U.S. health officials said yesterday that while the Omicron variant of the coronavirus is rapidly spreading throughout the country, early indications suggest it may be less dangerous than the Delta. This is VOA News. A Norwegian cruise line ship with at least 10 passengers and crew members infected with COVID-19 has docked in New Orleans. Local news outlets confirmed the Norwegian breakaway had arrived in the city. The Louisiana Department of Health said in a late Saturday news release that over the past week, the ship made stops in Belize, Honduras, and Mexico. Norwegian Cruise Line and all the identified COVID cases involved people without symptoms. Norwegian said each person on board was being tested for the coronavirus before disembarking. Russian President Vladimir Putin yesterday voiced hope for a quick approval of the country's Sputnik V coronavirus vaccine by the World Health Organization, saying the move is essential to expand its global supplies. Speaking during a video call with Francesco Rocca, the head of the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies, Putin said receiving the WHO's vetting is necessary to spread the Russian vaccine more broadly around the world, including free supplies. The Biden administration has plenty of options to make good on its pledge to hit Russia financially if President Vladimir Putin sends troops into Ukraine. Financial experts and former diplomats say the possibilities range from sanctions hitting Putin's associates to cutting Russia off from the financial system known as SWIFT. That sends money flowing around the world. United States and European allies have made no public mention of any plans to respond militarily if Russia invades Ukraine. Instead, Secretary of State Antony Blinken has promised high-impact economic measures. The United States will say goodbye this week to a truly great American, a man whose significant impact on the world began when he fought in World War II and then rose to become the most powerful man in the United States Senate. Bob Dole passed away yesterday at the age of 98. Eventually, in 96, Senator Dole would represent his Republican Party in the 1996 election for president against Bill Clinton.
We're an inclusive party. We must be an inclusive party. We must reach out to more and more people all across America. And Bob Dole can do that. And Bob Dole will do that.
Bob Dole is being remembered as a selfless war hero and congressional leader known for his integrity, humility, and ability to work across the aisle and having a remarkable sense of humor. Rescuers were sifting through smoldering debris and thick mud in search of survivors a day after the highest volcano on Java Island erupted with fury, killing at least 14 people with searing gas and ash. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.